the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good morning. This is the morning news for today, Thursday, February 27th, 2020. I'm your presenter, Hassan Robinson. Here are the headlines. Crime Stoppers of Dominica held a community education session for the East in the Kalinago Territory as part of its national gender-based violence project to empower communities to speak up against gender-based violence. Over $300,000 worth of drugs were seized during a joint operation by police and customs officers in Antigua by the International Airport on Tuesday. And Iran's President Hassan Rouhani says his country has no plans to quarantine any cities and towns despite the spread of the new coronavirus outbreak across the country. The news is brought to you for the very kind compliments of Rudolf Thomas Enterprises. The details of these stories and more coming up next.
News as it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens.
Rudolph Thomas Enterprise in Portsmouth, your suppliers of building materials and hardware products. Over 20 years experience in the business. Rudolph Thomas has lumber and plywood, Portland and tile cement, steel rods, galvanized and fence pipe. And Rudolph Thomas can meet all your wire needs. Galvanized roofing sheets, doors, windows, toilet sets, face basins and bidets. PVC piping, fittings and lattice. Check out Rudolph Thomas for ceramic and vinyl floor and wall tiles, nails, nuts and bolts, paint and painting supplies. And check out their line of electrical and hand tools. And Rudolph Thomas is your one-stop shop for hard-to-find items like fiberglass mat and fiberglass resin and welding rods. Go now to Rudolph Thomas on 1240 Bay Street in Portsmouth.
And we're back. Crime Stoppers of Dominica, or CSD, recently held a community education session for the East in the Kalinago Territory, which forms a part of the CSD's National Gender-Based Violence Project, which aims to empower communities to speak up against the cases of abuse and the gender-based violence using Crime Stoppers of Dominica's easy, confidential, and accessible reporting system. The event took place at the Salibe Primary School in collaboration with the Kalinago Council. The community education session sought to improve the public's knowledge of Crime Stoppers of Dominica and how it can be used as a confidential medium to report a crime, increase awareness of the unacceptability and incapability of gender-based violence to be sought out as voyeurism, sexual grooming, underage sex and rape, and law regarding mandatory reporting. The session was attended by members of the public from the Kalinago Territory and the Castle Bruce, as well as representative of various community groups, government organizations, and schools in the area. A presentation was made by the Bureau of Gender Affairs on types of gender-based violence and how it affects victims, their families, and the community. Social workers and counselors and executive director of Lifeline Ministries, Ms. Tina Alexander, also shared her knowledge on the Sexual Offences Act, which focuses on mandatory reporting, grooming, voyeurism, hush money, marital rape, and referral pathways. Also in local news, the Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrett is calling for a consultation on Carnival so that discussions can be held between heads of bands, groups, and the floats. This call came on Wednesday afternoon from the office of the Prime Minister, where he shared some of his views as it relates to the actions that could be taken to bring a carnival forward. Mr. Skerrett says, yes, carnival is primarily for us to celebrate and be part of, but we also have to understand that it is an export commodity. Skerrett is now calling for a cruise-to-tourist package where tourists on cruise ships can be part of Dominica's celebration and have their own band when they get off the boat.
I have said to the Minister for Tourism that the Ministry of Tourism needs to hold a consultation on Carnival very early, maybe March, April, to bring all of the band organizers, all of the artists, all of the and representatives of the patrons and the private sector, people who have interest in Carnival, people who have been part of the organizing, so that we can have a very transparent and open discussion on Carnival and where do we think Carnival should be taken and how do we position ourselves so that we can attract more visitors into our country. Yes, Carnival is primarily for us to celebrate and to be part of the celebrations, but we also have to understand that this is an export commodity and we need to ensure that we continue to attract even increasing numbers of people coming for Carnival celebration. I have been saying to the Minister of Tourism for many years now that for the last 10, 12 years, we always have a ship in town on Tuesday. On Carnival Tuesday, we had more than one. And I think we need to find a way of getting the cruise passengers to be part of the celebration. Can we not sell a package to the cruise lines so that patrons, visitors, cruise tourists can have their own band or be part of a band? And
Escarrett also addressed some of the comments being made about the resurfacing of the roads, specifically the Carnival route for Carnival. He says, whenever one has visitors to their homes, you do a little sprucing up to the place, but this is not the Roseau Enhancement Project.
You know, I'm on the ground and I hear comments from people and so on, and people have said, you know, people have made comments about the resurfacing of some of the streets in the city. First of all, this is not the Roseau Enhancement Project. This is routine road maintenance that we do from time to time. Obviously, you know, like we all have a home. When you know visitors are coming to your home, you do a little more cleaning, you do a little more sprucing up. And that's what you do as a country. If we know we're going to have a national activity, you know, we will pay more attention to details. And sometimes these things happen. So it's not different from how we treat our homes when we have visitors, as opposed to when we are home by ourselves. If the government fix the roads and so on, let's say thanks, we're able to walk on the streets and jump and chip with no fear of our feet falling somewhere, properly surfaced, you know, so we could, you know, we could have even jumped Carnival with high heels, you know, 6-inch stiletto heels, you know what I mean? Let's say thanks. I mean, we, you know, everything got to be criticizing and, you know, Scary did this just for Carnival and so on. So why? Okay, I did for Carnival. We enjoy ourselves. The road's still there after Carnival. It's still there after Carnival. We're going to walk on the streets. So when you see something positive happen, let's say it's good, let's roll.
Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerritt and the social activist Loftus Diran gives his congratulatory remarks to the many patrons and participants of the 2020 Calypso season. Speaking to QFM News on Wednesday, Mr. Diran says this year had a little to no Calypso controversy and that the main event was well judged. He gave the new 2020 Calypso King JD his respect for delivering a wonderful performance.
I want to start by first congratulating all the persons who won in the various shows that we had for the various carnival activities, for the various competitions. Let me not forget Mr. Jude Deloney, who at the Calypso Finals this year, better known as the JD, won the Monarchy of our Calypso Finals. Let me say as well, congratulations to all the other Calypsonians who made it in the top three, and as well everyone who participated. They made the show what it was. But again, I just want to congratulate JD for, you know, really bringing out his talent this year and putting on a good show for the many, many patrons who were there in song, basically telling the Dominican story for over the last 2 years thereabout. In terms of moving forward in the show, I believe it was well judged. There was very little, as they say, Calypso controversy this year, and who the people thought that deserved the crown or the monarchy. So to me, that part of it, so kudos to our judges who did a splendid job with their duty on that night.
Mr. Diran did, however, have some constructive criticism as he shared some of his observations and concerns over the level of nudity and alcohol abuse being embraced during the Carnival celebration. Diran added that Dominica's culture is unique and we need to focus on what makes us unique and place less emphasis on alcoholism and nudity.
During our Carnival celebrations, it has been a pattern that keeps getting worse. The level of alcohol abuse and the blatant nudity that we see around Carnival time in Dominica. I mean to say, especially for the young ladies, that level of nudity, it should not continue. One can enjoy themselves and still enjoy themselves in a way that they really don't have to put on display some of their most private parts. That to me is getting a little out of hand now. I don't know if we're following, you know, the Trinidadian pattern or, you know, other patterns where persons celebrate carnival in the world. But we have to understand in Dominica as a people that our carnival celebration is unique. If you ask, for example, by and large, maybe a good percentage or a good chunk of the young people that you see on the road have their bodies exposed on that, on those 2 days. Ask them the true meaning of carnival. What is the celebration? What are they celebrating? I can guarantee you that a lot of them may not even have an idea or clue the true meaning of what carnival celebration was back then, and what it's supposed to be now.
He says we need to re-educate our people on the foundation of our celebration, and through knowledge our people will know better and do better.
And so we need to go back to the basics in terms of at least acquiring the knowledge why we do certain things in Dominica. And I think if that knowledge is known, then some of the blatant nudity and the alcohol abuse and, you know, the wanton, you know, vile or languages that we hear during those time, that may be curtailed. Because I think if our people know better, then they will do better. So I believe, you know, persons out there who know the true meaning of carnival, for example, that could be a project that the Dominica Calypso Association or the Ministry of Culture can pick up, you know, hold seminars, hold workshop, hold do something in terms of educating the general public by and large as to why our carnival celebrations. And I think if that is done, maybe, just maybe, it may be a way in the right direction to kind of curb that level of nudity and alcohol abuse we see in Dominica.
And that was a social activist, Loftus Durant, and director of the Pan-American Health Organizations, or PAHO, Carissa F. Atian, today recommended that countries intensify their plans to prepare and respond to the coronavirus, given the appearance of cases in the region of the Americas. The PAHO says that the Ministry of Health in Brazil today confirmed that the country's first case of COVID-19 as a patient is a 61-year-old man who recently returned from travel to Italy, where an outbreak of the virus has been ongoing since last week. PAHO says that the Brazilian authorities are taking measures to prevent a further spread of the disease, including a careful investigation of all relevant information and following up with anyone who may have come in contact with the infected patient. The first important case of COVID-19 in the Americas was identified on the 21st of January in the United States, and a few days later, on the 25th of January, Canada reported its first confirmed case. Since then, there have been 25 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the North Americas. So far, COVID-19 has already affected 81,109 people in 38 countries, 78,191 of them in China, according to the World Health Organization. For several weeks, the countries in the Americas have been preparing for the possible importation of cases of COVID-19. There are measures in place for detecting, diagnosing, and caring for patients with the disease, says Etienne, as a COVID-19 is transmitted from a person to person through droplets in contact with contaminated surfaces, as the disease is spread primarily by people who have already shown symptoms. Current information suggests that a single infected person can infect between 1 to 4 people with close contact. In the event of an outbreak of COVID-19 in the Latin Americas and the Caribbean, PAHO says that the impact on health services may be significant, with the possibility that health services may become overwhelmed, including a high demand for specialized hospital services such as intensive care. And also in local news, one of my pioneers of Buyo music in the Caribbean, Cornel Philip, is appealing to all Dominican producers and Buyo artists to collaborate on matters of music business. Philip says that advancing Buyo music to an international level within the next decade will require event organizers, producers, artists, and managers here to put aside their foolish egos and unite from a business point, which will result in the global exposure. That exposure is similar to the successful format utilized by Solutions, the Trinidadians, and Jamaicans, as Philip spoke to Q95 News recently.
We have to put our material out there in a professional manner. We have to market, we have to create a Buyo product that we put out there. I cannot do it on my own. Cali next week can't do it on our own. Triple K can't do it on their own. Signal can't do it on their own. None of us can do it on our own. But we have a problem in Dominica where we seem to, it is impossible for us to bind together, you know, and really push out the product. When on stage, we want to be the best. Of course, when I'm on stage, I want to outshine the other. But when we off stage, when we backstage, we have to come together and decide what it is we're doing as an industry. We have a problem in doing that. We cannot separate the professional business aspect from the performance aspect. We all want to be better. But when it comes to the business front, we have to learn to work together as one. Yeah. We're not competing with each other in the business aspect. We're competing with Trinidad, with Barbados, with St. Lucia, with Antigua, with St. Vincent, with St. Thomas, with St. Martin. That is who our competition is as an industry.
Correct.
And we need to start thinking like that.
And that was one of the pioneers of Booyah music in the Caribbean, a Dominican Cornell Philip. And Secretary Treasurer of the Waterfront and Allied Workers Union, Wahoo Curtis Augustus, has announced the union's completion of three major negotiations on behalf of employees at Josephine Gabriel and Company Limited, West Indies Oil and Flow Dominica. Speaking to Q95 News on Wednesday, Augustus says that although the year has started well for the union, there are also some negotiations which are not complete with the companies like Dominic, Dowasco, the Marigold Corporation, Credit Union and the Dominican Infirmary. However, progress is being made toward this goal.
We have completed negotiations with Josephine Gabriel, with Flow or Lime, I don't know how you're going to call it, the West Indies. Now, the first two is in fact with what I would call the rank and file staff. For the two companies, that is West Indies Oils and Josephine Gabriel. The third one is with Flow, and that is for the supervisory staff. And so we have completed negotiations for those three. In addition, we are in the process of completing or finalizing negotiations with Dominica Electricity Services, which Dominica Water and Sewage Company, Dowasco, the Marigot Cooperative Credit Union, and the Dominica Infirmary. And we have submitted proposals for the commencement of negotiations with ground handlers at the airport. So in terms of activities, these are the ones that we have. And of course, we have to follow up on outstanding matters that we have with a number of companies. And we engage the Employers Federation in discussions with those that we have some difficulties with.
And that was the Secretary Treasurer of the Waterfront and Allied Workers Union, Curtis Augustus. And Dominica Calypso Association revealed its 2020 road match results. Calypsonian song titles played on Monday and Tuesday in total saw that Sawa Sawa, song entitled I Enjoy My Life, had 80 plays on Monday, Carnival Tuesday 77, and JD Carnival Monday with his song Mama That Is Mass 67 plays on Monday, Carnival Tuesday 80 plays, Atasha P Treadmill 64 plays on Monday, and Carnival Tuesday saw 77 plays. Sawa Sawa received a cash prize of $3,000, and he's now the three-time road march king. President of the Dominica Calypso Association, David Victor, gave words of congratulatory remarks as well as the grand total of these numbers.
We now have the results from the tallies, and we had a number of judges around the carnival route, and they tallied on the both days, Carnival Monday and Carnival Tuesday. And once again, in the tallies coming from the judges, Sawa Sawa has emerged as the road match monarch for 2020. Sawa end up with 157 plays. JD came in second with 147 plays, and Tasha P with 141 plays. So congratulations again to Sawa Sawa with the song entitled I Enjoy My Life, emerging as the 2020 Road March Monarch.
And that was the president of the Dominica Calypso Association, David Victor. And in other news, over $300,000 worth of drugs were seized were seized during a joint operation by police and customs officers at the Antigua VC Bird International Airport on Tuesday. Two large cardboard boxes containing 2 5-gallon buckets and a smaller box with 3 pounds of compressed cannabis valued at $302,500 were discovered during the search at the customs cargo. The illegal drug arrived into the country aboard an AmeriJet flight from Miami on the 5th and the 25th of February, respectively. The items were seized and taken to the police station, where further investigations are continuing. This consists of approximately 175 pounds of cannabis and 19 grams of cocaine. Police say that 160 pounds of that amount was seized at the airport, and a total of 19 persons have been arrested for drugs to date, with 12 of those persons being convicted in court. Also on international news, Iran has no plans to quarantine any cities and towns despite the spread of the new coronavirus outbreak across the country, its president has said. Hassan Rouhani told a cabinet meeting that health authorities would continue to only quarantine individuals. Officials have asked people not to go to Qom, at the center of the outbreak, but have not shut a shrine in the city that attracts millions of Shia pilgrims. Iran reports 139 cases and 19 deaths in the past week. The country has also been the source of dozens of cases in neighboring countries, including Afghanistan, Bahrain, Iraq, Kuwait, Oman, and Pakistan. President Rouhani also assured Iranians that his government would be transparent about the scale of the outbreak, and after the U.S. says that it was deeply concerned by the information indicating that the Iran regime may have suppressed vital details, he accused Iran's arch enemies of trying to use COVID-19 to instill fear into the people. And that's the morning news. Here's a recap of the headlines. A Crime Stoppers Dominica CSD held a community education session for the East and the Kalinago Territory as part of its National Gender-Based Violence Project to empower communities to speak up on the abuse and gender-based violence. Over $300,000 worth of drugs were seized during a joint operation by police and customs officers at the Antigua VC Bird International Airport on Tuesday. And Iran's President Hassan Rouhani says that his country has no plans to quarantine any cities and towns despite the spread of the new coronavirus outbreak across the country. The news was brought to you for the very kind compliments of Rudolph Thomas Enterprises. I've been your presenter, Hassan Robinson. Do have yourself a wonderful morning.
Q, top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, where